Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you'll go to my website and as often as you can, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can hear the show there. You can listen to yesterday's show. You can listen to the show I did 10 years ago there. You can, or farther back even, the interviews that we've done with people like Michael Stollard, who's our guest this half hour, and thousands of Brain Trust members, thousands of archives of past shows, articles, many, many, many articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members like Michael Stollard have written, and books, lots of books, book examples there. You can find a topic, find a category you're interested in. If you're looking for a book in that category, find an author in one of my Brain Trust members and find their books and check it out. It's a lot of good stuff there. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too. Michael Stollard is with us. He's the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Michael, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the current situation in the economy and what it's doing to our teams. And Michael, when you and I were talking about this, let's say even 2 years ago in 2009, it was hard for the average employee at least to imagine that 2 years later we'd still be kind of down the dumps about the economy and having a struggle. This is not something that most people have been used to that are still in the marketplace today. And so you know, maybe 2 years ago we thought, okay, I'll suck it up, I'll work hard here, I'll take up the slack, and you know, and this will be over soon, and I'll be rewarded and we'll all feel better about it. But here it is 2 years later, Mike, and we're still feeling that way, and that's creating some issues, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think it's really important for leaders to be optimistic, but also be realistic, and help people see the importance of their work, to help them understand, you know, why do we work hard and persevere together? If people really isolate themselves and try to do these things on their own, then that's they're going to dysfunction. That's what happens when we don't have a human connection in the workplace. So we need to be intentional about periodically getting people together, like as we just said before the break, for, you know, Pizza Friday or a meal, quick meal together once a week just to connect socially. But then also taking the entire time to get people together and say, you know, let's just brainstorm as a team. Let's come up with the ideas for increasing revenue. How do we do that? Let's get together, you know, every couple of weeks briefly and, you know, be thinking about this in the meantime, day-to-day, look for opportunities. How do we increase revenue?
When you say,
second meeting on how do we reduce our expenses.
Mike, when you say, when you were talking earlier about the honesty thing, do you sit down and say, okay, guys, you know, 3 years ago, I didn't know we'd be where we are 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much longer the overall economy is going to languish. I don't have those answers, but this is what we got. This is the environment we're in. But we don't have to participate. We can be better than the economy if we want to. Is it? What do you think about having that kind of a conversation with him? In other words, just laying it out there that rather than being Pollyanna about things. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is so helpful, and especially if you can ground it in activities like, you know, we are going to get together once a month just to review new revenue ideas and get everybody brainstorming and contributing to the conversation. I expect everybody to come to the meeting with some ideas. We're going to get together, every 6 weeks.
But
to,
do it. But whenever you say that, but see, here's what happens in small businesses. We have these ideas, and then we don't follow through.
Yeah.
We say we're going to get together. We're going to have a meeting once a week or once a month, and we do it. But it doesn't follow through because, you know, small business owners are not as disciplined about those things as we need to be, And I think this is really a way, this kind of discipline, this kind of structure that you're talking about, Michael, I really think it's a way of elevating the professionalism of your organization by having that kind of structure. What do you think?
It is. And I think, you know, you can do these. We just mentioned a few ideas. Another thing you can do is get together and, you know, I just taught a workshop in Miami for a large Canadian bank. And one of the people shared that they had done a book group with their managers where they read my book, Fired Up or Burned Out. And, you know, and what they did is they thought it was such a great experience for just getting the managers together and encouraging them mm-hmm. and coming up with, you know, reading the book together and thinking about how will this help us in our business. And so they've now gone on to other books that they're reading. And I love that. Just the managers I know, mm-hmm. the leaders I know who have done that. I think of Sewell out in Odessa, Texas. I know he takes his managers through a book. I think they meet once a month, I believe, mm-hmm. You know, early morning for a breakfast. They get, and it's about, you know, I want to say it's about maybe 30 managers get together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a great small business he's running out there in Odessa. And it just really increases, you know, it gets us together talking and connecting and also focusing on how do we improve our business. So
the main thing is, isn't the main thing
to
differentiate? And that's what I want to talk about when we come back. Let's talk about how can we differentiate the performance of our company with the performance of the economy. You know, let's don't wait for the economy to raise all boats. Let's develop our own tide. Inside of the company. And we're going to get Michael to help us with that. Coming back after these messages. The book is called Fired Up or Burned Out by Michael Lee Stollard. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.